Okay, so in light of the fact that Purim Katan is only about 2-3 hours away, I decided to do a shtickle on Purim to relate to Purim Katan. And Be'ez Hashem, with this yisod, with this understanding in Machshava, we're going to have a new perspective on our Limud Torah in general, and also Avodah Hashem in general. So we have four big kashas that need to be addressed. Kasha number one is based on the Gemara Megillah on Daf Vav Amud. The Mishnah over there says, "Karos haMegillah ba'Adar Rishon is Abra Hashana Korin Osa ba'Adar Sheni." So whenever you have a leap year like this year, Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, the halacha is that you read Kriyas haMegillah on Adar Sheni. We wait till Adar Sheni. We don't do it Adar Rishon. Says the Lashon haGemara, Lashon haMishnah, "Ein bein Adar Harishon laAdar Sheni ela Kriyas haMegillah umatanos leAvyonim." There is no chilek between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni except for Mikra Megillah and Matanos Le'Avyonim. Dehainu, Pashup Shat in the Mishnah, Adar Sheni, we do Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Le'Avyonim. The Rishonim pick up on the fact, Tosos and Aran on the spot, ask, what about the other Chiyuvim of the Yom that pertain to Purim? Do they apply on Adar Rishon? Dehainu, tonight and tomorrow, do they apply on Purim Katan? So Tosos and Aran both point out that the Gemara there goes on to say that Kulam Shavin, that Tainus and Hesped are Usser and Purim Katan. Tainus and Hesped is Usser. Why is Tainus and Hesped Usser? Because Tainus and Hesped is learned out from Mishta v'Simcha and Purim. And since the Mishnah never mentioned anything about Mishta v'Simcha, it sounds like Mishta v'Simcha applies both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. And so therefore the Minag is, and this is how Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Tav Reish Tzadi Zayin, the Minag is that we don't have Hesped or Tainus on Adar Rishon tonight and tomorrow. But then, says Tosfos Aran, it should go a step further. If Mishta v'Simcha applies on Adar Rishon, and that Aser is Hesped and Tainus, shouldn't it follow that the other Chiyuvim that are Nischayiv, Aide Mishta v'Simcha, also apply to Adar Rishon? Dehainu, says Aran, Suda. Suda's Purim should also apply to Adar Rishon, because the Mishnah just says, and this is Aran's Diyuk, Ein Bein Adar Sheni to Adar Rishon, except for Matanos Le'Avyonim and Kriyas HaMegillah. But Suda, Mishta v'Simcha, Aser is Hesped and Tainus, but maybe also it should be Chayv and Suda. And that's what the Ram Paskins, there's a Chi of Suda tonight and tomorrow, a one Chi of Suda, because Mishta v'Simcha applies to Purim Katan. Tosfos argues in the Ran, and he loved Afka's the Diak. But Al Kopanim, the Ran has a Chi of Suda on Purim Katan. The Shulchan Aruch and Tav Reish Tzadi Zayin brings these two Deyas lehalacha. Tosfos is the Yesh Omrim that we don't have a Suda on Purim Katan. The Ran, Yesh Machmirim, that you should have a Suda. What's the Pshara? The Ramah says, in order to be Yotzei the Machmirim, the Ran, a person should be Mar Bebes Suda, that's why we're hopefully having a Suda now, Likras Purim Katan, should have a Suda, Ksas Riboy Besimcha, Riboy Shtia, Riboy Suda, on Purim Katan and other Rishon, in deference to the Ran's Chumrah, that Mishta Besimcha applies to Purim Katan. Okay, Ad Kan Shulchan Aruch. So Isser Behesped and Tainus is Asr and Purim Katan. Ran is Mechadesh even Suda. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. The Ramah says you should be Yotzei these Machmirim of the Ran and have a small Suda on Adar Rishon, on Purim Katan. Comes along the Ksav Sofer in Sof Parshas Tetzaveh, works out nicely, and he says, Nira Li, the Ran goes on to say that although I'm being Mechayiv Suda on Purim Katan, Shalach Manos does not apply on Purim Katan. That's restricted to Adar Sheni, because even though the Mishnah only said Kriyas HaMegillah Matanos Le'Avyonim, Mishalach Manos is in the world of Matanos Le'Avyonim. It's akin to Matanos Le'Avyonim. Wait till Adar Sheni. Says Ksav Sofer, Lule Divrei Ran, I would not only be Aser, Tainus and Hesped on Purim Katan, not only would I be Mechayiv Seuda on Purim Katan, I would be Mechayiv Shalach Manos on Purim Katan. Question becomes, what is the underlying mechayiv of Shalach Manos such that the Ksav Sofer is now being mechadish, Lulei Divrei Ran, that there should be a chi of Shalach Manos tonight, tomorrow, to your friends, give out Shalach Manos. Besides the Ksav Riboy Simcha of Suda, you should also give Shalach Manos on Purim Katan. What's the Pesher Hadavar? What's the Amkus behind that Psak of the Ksav Sofer? It sounds like from the Ksav Sofer himself, actually, he says, he spells out, a person is actually hypocritical. If he actually is marbe on Suda, but doesn't do shalachmanas. It goes hand in hand, says Iksav Sofer. You can't be ochiz b'shnei harashin. If you're going to be machmir for the Ran to have suda on Purim Katan, you better also do shalachmanas. Otherwise, you're missing the boat, says Iksav Sofer. Let's understand what exactly is that mechayiv of shalachmanas on Purim Katan. That was kasha number one. Kasha number two. The Sefer Magid Arukia points out that if you look at the story of Esther Hamalka, you find a startling observation that seems to be stressed by Chazal and seems to be a very shocking observation about Esther Hamalka's life. Esther Hamalka, the Gemara Megillah Daf Yud Gimel says, the Pasuk says, Ki ein la av ve'em, Megillah Chazal Darshan, that Esther was a Yesoma, she was an orphan. Says the Gemara, but there's another Pasuk that says, Umos avia ve'ima. What's that additional Pasuk telling us that her parents were Nifter? We already know she was a Yesoma because ein la av ve'em. Says Rav Acha Aplia, Ibrasa Meis Avia. When Esther's mother was expecting Esther, her father, Esther's father, was Nifter. Yaldasa, when Esther's mother gave birth to Esther, Mesa Ima. Her mother died at childbirth. Says the Gemara, says the Mefarshim, it comes out that Esther Hamalka was a Yesoma, not just in general, she was an orphan. She never had a parent 1 minute of her life. She was completely a Yisoma from birth. Number one. Number two, the Gemara goes on to say, Al Kopanim, Mordechai brought her in, Labas, we darshin Labas, or married darshin's Labas, Labayas, he married Esther Amalka. The Gemara later on, Tezvav says, Kasher Avadati Avadati, when Esther Amalka realized that the Yeshua of Klai Yisrael for Mace Purim had to require her to be more intimate with Achashverosh, says Esther Amalka to Mordechai, Kasher Avadati Avadati, Kishem Shavadati Mi Beis Abba, just like I lost my parents, I have no parents. Kach Oved Mimcha, I'm also going to lose you, my husband Mordechai. Rashi explains because until that point she was Nivelus Beones to Achashverosh, she was still mutter to Mordechai if she ever would go back to Mordechai because it was all Nivelus Beones. But now the Yeshua of Klai Yisrael required her to be Nivelus Beratzon to Achashverosh. Says Rashi, once a woman Eishes Ish is Nivelus Beratzon, she's usher to her previous husband. So comes out the Gemara Magna Rekia points out, it's a stunning pleiadic historical fact. Esther Hamalka was a Yesoma from childbirth, and was not even able to have a husband even at the end. She didn't have Mordechai. She had no loved ones. No Ahuvim. Says the Magid Arukia, it seems not just a superfluous detail that Chazal are being megalot to us. It seems from Chazal that this was a necessary factor in the Geula of Purim, in the Geula of Nes of Purim. Question becomes, why exactly did Esther Amalka have to be void of all Ahuvim in her life in order for the Nes of Purim to take place? That's Kushya number two. Kushya Beis. Kushya Gimel. Famous Gemara in Shavas Peches. The Gemara brings down by Shas Matan Torah, Amar Rav Dimi, Bar Chama, Bar Chizda, Chasa, I'm sorry, that when it came to Matan Torah, Akash Baruch Hu, the Pesukim say, by Yitzhasu Tachas Ahar, Pashup Shad, it means they stood by the mountain of Har Sinai, say Chazal, no, Kafa Alem Har Kegigis, Akash Baruch Hu turned Har Sinai on its head, suspended it in mid-air over Klal Yisrael, and said to them, "Im atem mekabelim haTorah mutav, im lav sham tekfurasem. If you accept the Torah, dosha, great, mutav. If not, I'm plummeting this mountain on you, sham tekfurasem." Says the Gemara Vayter, from now on, we have a modal rabba leoraisa, that if Klal Yisrael were ever taken to din, we can always say, listen, we didn't keep your Torah mitzvahs because we were forced into it anyway. It was be'ones. Modal rabba leoraisa. We were compelled, we were forced, we were coerced to accept the Torah Kedosha. But the Gemara says, Bimei Achashverosh, Afa Pichin, Rava says, Bimei Achashverosh, we lost that defense mechanism. Why? Because Hadr Kablua Bimei Achashverosh. Klai Yisrael re-accepted anew Kabbalah Satorah during the times of Achashverosh. Kimu v'kiblu ayhudim, kimu mashakiblu kvar. They were mekayim, they were mekabel, what they originally were accepted by force, they accepted it beratzon. Sup Gashi, why did Klai Yisrael all of a sudden feel an inspiration to mekabel Torah beratzon at Shas Purim? What propelled them to make that calculation? Says Rashi, mi ahavas hanes shenasa lehen. From the ahava, the midah of ahava that they gained from the Nes of Purim that they witnessed. Asks Rav Yeruchim Olshin in Siman Lamed Zayin in his Mamorim, two questions. Number one, why is Rashi being madgish, ahavas hanis, is what caused Klai Yisrael to mekabel Torah anew beratzo? Why davka ahava? Maybe it should have been emuna. I saw the hashkacha practice of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. The midah of Emunah is going to cause me to now accept this Torah beratzon. Or the midah of emes. I see a Kaddish Baruch Hu is emes. I'm going to accept his Torah beratzon. Why davka ahava? And furthermore, why is it the avas hanes of Purim? Even Yetzias Mitzrayim, the nisim b'niflos of Mitzrayim, Asar Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, that didn't instill an ahava into Klal Yisrael that they would now, when they receive the Torah Kedusha 40 days later, they will receive it beratzon? No. Nisim b'niflos of Kriyas Yamsuf, when they got to Har Sinai, did not allow them to mekabel the Torah beratzon. They still needed a kfiyah. Davka Purim, the nes of Purim, ahavas hanes of Purim, was what caused them to propel themselves to mekabel Torah anew beratzon. What's Peshar Adavar? Why Dafka Ahava? And why Dafka the Nes of Purim? And finally, the fourth, final Kasha, Gemara Megillah and Tes Zayin Mabez, brings down that after the Nes of Purim was achieved, the Pasuk says, as we all say during Havdalah, Lahayudim Aisa Orva Simcha Vasasan Vikar Amar Rav Yehuda Ora Zu Torah. Prekas Vas Emes, in his Sefer in Purim, Atav Reish Mem Ches, he says, why Dafka is the Torah being referred to as an Ora? Just say, Lahayudim Aisa Torah. Besimcha, whatever they received back, they received Torah, they received it anew. Just call it Torah. Why dafka or? What's the amkus behind or? Why are we doing it in a circuitous manner to be merames to the Torah Kedusha? These are the four kashas, and let me give you one yesod to answer these four kashas with two practical applications at the end. Hopefully, some mechis to celebrate. Here comes the bir hadvar. In order to appreciate the exact mahus of the Yom Tov of Purim, we have to go back to Shas Matan Torah and really understand why exactly did Klal Yisrael not be willing to accept the Torah Kedusha Beratzon. Why was it Dafka Bikfia Beonas? Tosos and the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Noach and Tosos and Das Kanan and Parshas Yisro, they asked the following question. The Gemara in Shabbos and Peches told us that b'shas matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to be kofel am harki gigis. Fractos is akasha. We know that Klal Yisrael already makdim nasev v'nishma. They already expressed their ratzon to accept the Torah HaKadosha. With ratzon, they said nasev v'nishma. So what kfiyah, what element of the Kabbalah Torah was lacking that they needed a kfiyah, they needed an actual compulsive compellingness to actually accept the Torah HaKadosha? Why did they need it by force? They said nasev v'nishma already. What was lacking? So the Medrash Tanchuma and the Das HaTosfos say a plea of dikathing. Tosfos himself gives a technical answer, and he says, it's true, they are mekabel at Baratzon, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nervous, he was concerned, kibiyachol, that when they saw the fire of Har Sinai, and they saw the neshamos of Klal Yisrael leaving and coming back in, that Klal Yisrael would take a step back, and they would retract on their Kabbalah. So they did a kfiyah to reinforce their Kabbalah. But says the Medrash Tanchuma and the Das HaTosfos, a new shot, completely different shot. The MS, Nasev Nishma, was said Beratzon. But says the Medrash Tanchuma, that was only on Torah Shebichsav. Klal Yisrael were willing to accept Torah Shebichsav, but when it came to Torah Shebaal Peh, which was also given to us by Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael were not willing to accept that Beratzon. On that second chelik of Torah Shebaal Peh, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to suspend the mountain and be Kofelem Harkigigis to accept even Torah Shebaal Peh. Now, what's the distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh? Why would Klal Yisrael not want to accept Torah Shebaal Peh? So says Rav Matisyahu Salomon, you can't say that we're accusing Klal Yisrael of being tzedukim, that they were only willing to accept Torah Shebichsav because that's the literal mashmos of the psukim, and I'm only going to mekabel Torah mitzvahs to perform the ones that are literal in the psukim. And Torah Shebaal Peh, which are drushas chazal, Klal Yisrael were not willing to accept that. You cannot possibly say that. That's untenable. Klal Yisrael were not questioning the authenticity of Torah Shebaal Peh. Of course, they were going to mekabel Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, all the mitzvahs in the Torah Kedusha. In fact, the Malachim even refer to Nasev and Nishma as Mi Gila Banai Razeh, who was Megal, this beautiful secret of Klal Yisrael. So you can't say the Nasev and Nishma was felt in the authenticity of Torah Shebaal Peh. But rather, says Rav Tzidkiyahu Salomon, if you look at the Medrash Tanchuma inside, if you're medayik properly, right below, he says, the reason this is pleiadic, Klal Yisrael were not mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh, was not in terms of keeping their mitzvahs, It was in terms of the tsura of Limud HaTorah that is required by Torah Shebaal Peh. The tsura of Limud HaTorah by Torah Shebichsav is a very easy, straightforward, concise book, psukim, very easy, Gemarashi, we all know, Shnayim Mikra, unfortunately, goes a little bit quicker, superficial, it's very straightforward, something that it doesn't require a lot of Ian, a lot of Amkus, straightforward, Torah Shebichsav, Klal Yisrael said, Nasa V'nishma, Beratzum. Torah Shebaal Peh, which the Medrash Tanchuma says, is mashal kechoshech, it's dark, it's hidden, it's not clearly understood. There are a lot of technical cheshbonos, there are svaras, there are rishonim, there are achronim, there are tili tili halachas, there's a lot of framework that has to be done in the Torah Shmaitza, a lot of yigiyah and tsar, says the Medrash Tanchuma. Dikduke meitzos v'kalos v'chamuros, oza kemoves v'kasha kishol kin asa, very, very hard. That, Klal Yisrael were not willing to accept, Baratzon. They were not ready, listen to this, it's unbelievable. They were willing to accept to perform all the mitzvahs. But in terms of their mitzvah of Talmud Torah, they were only willing to do a Talmud Torah, Torah Shebichsav. Chumash Seder, they were willing to accept. But Ian Seder, Morning Seder, not Baratzon. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kofe Alem Har Kegigis, that no, even Ian Seder you should do. And Medrash Tanchuma says, why is this? This is very important. This is the punchline. Says the underline. Ein lo mid osa. A person is only going to be able to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Elamei she'ohev HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol libo b'chol nasho u'b'chol me'odo. Only a person who has unconditional ahava towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be willing to be mechayev himself to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. Ve'ha'af Hashem lokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. It's meduach and kriya shema. The next pasuk says, "Vehayu hadvarim ha'ele Talmud Torah." The after is the precondition for Talmud Torah. Which Talmud Torah says kriya shema? The Talmud shuhal aleiv. The shinan tam levanecha is the next pasuk. The Talmud Torah that requires avas Hashem in order to achieve Talmud Torah of avas Hashem is the Talmud Torah of shinan tam levanecha, which is Talmud Torah shetzarech shinun. Ian things. Are areas of Torah that require Ian and Amkus and Svaras and Cheshbonos, that's the chelik of Torah that requires Ahavas Hashem. That Klal Yisrael were not willing to do, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I have to be kofei alem har kegigis. Based on this, says the Maharal in his Agdam and Or Chadosh, it comes out that b'yimei HaChashverosh, when Klal Yisrael are now being mekabel Torah beratzon, they were now saying to themselves, I'm willing to be mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh, which was what was done be'ones by Shas Matan Torah. We are now willing to accept Torah Shebaal Peh beratzon. Beratzon, that's what comes out. So based on this, we can now answer all four of our kashas. In terms of the Sfas MS, we'll go in reverse order. Why is it that the Torah says, La'yudim ha'isa Torah, La'yudim ha'isa Ora v'simcha v'sasim v'yikar Ora zu Torah? Because throughout Shas, we know that Ora is a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh. So in order to be merames to this Nikuda, that the Kabbalah during Purim was on Torah Shebaal Peh, the Megillas Esther Bedavka writes, La'idim Ha'isa Ora, not Torah, because Ora represents the Torah Shebaal Peh of Limud HaTorah, not the Torah Shebichsav. And now if you go back to the Kasha of Rabbi Yochum Olshin, why Davka is it Ahavas Hanes? Now we can understand Kafta Referach. Rashi is being madgish that the reason why during Purim, Klal Yisrael were able to mekabel Torah Shebaal Peh anew was only because of the midah of ahava. Like the Medrash Tanchuma says, in order to do Torah Shebaal Peh, it needs to be ahavta Hashem Elokecha. There needs to be an unconditional ahava in order to absorb the Torah Shebaal Peh akdosha. Because of that, says Rashi, davka ahava sanes. Why davka does it have to be the nes of Purim? Why couldn't it be the nes of Mitzrayim? So the Gra below, Perisha Gra in Aleph Beis, says that there is something unique about Nes of Purim as opposed to Nes of Mitzrayim. By the Nes of Purim, says the Gra, Kadosh Baruch Hu performed his Nisim, not Bezroa Netuya, Zora Netuya Yad Chazaka, like Nisim of Mitzrayim, which was Mefursam to everyone. Davka by Purim, it was Bederech HaTeba. It was hidden beneath the surface. You weren't able to detect the Hashkacha Pratis of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gra, he gives a mashal. There once was a melech who sent off his prince, who was choyte. He sent him off to the woods. And the son now felt like, of course, the melech just abandoned me, my father abandoned me. But really, be'emes, the melech didn't want to abandon his son. And he was concerned about the Dovos, the Dubim, and the Chayos Raos that were going to attack the list of Mizuyonim. They're going to attack his son. So sneakily, the Melech sent all of his Misharsim, all of his security guards, to go around, hide out in the woods. So anytime the son would be attacked, the Avadim would be able to save the son. And Kachava, but he told the king's servants, don't tell the son that you're there. I want him to be Chozer V'tshuva. Eventually, after a few times, it became very obvious to the son that things are happening way too fast. I'm being saved left and right. How can this be? And he saw a glimpse of the person who saved him, and he noticed, he recognized, that was the Eved HaMelech. Miyad, says the Gra, Niska'ah be'ahava aza, be'ahava rabba. At that moment, the son feels an unbridled stirring of emotional ahava towards the Melech, that he didn't abandon me, and that he's still with me. Because even though it's v'derech hateva, I didn't see him in the time when I was being sent away from the palace, but Lamaisa Kadosh Baruch Hu still has ahava towards me, even when I'm begalus. Says the Gra, so too when it came to the Nes of Purim. The fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu expressed his hashgacha pratis, dafka b'derech hateva, and when you read the Megillah, you can't see the Yad Hashem, but it was this gala to us that the Yad Hashem was present, even though we were in galus. That adds an added dimension of ahava towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why dafka Nes of Purim is what stirred that ahava, that midah of ahava. Says Rashi, mi ahava sanes, we were now able to mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh requires the ahava, the ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Without the unconditional ahava, there was no shaychus for Klai Yisrael to ever be in a position to mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, which requires more difficulty and hard work. And this, we can also answer up the Ksav Sofer. Why is it that there's Shalach Manus on Purim Katan? So if you look, this is Rei Mevusas from Sext, also quotes us very often in Sholtos, in Sholtos Samech Zayin. I was waiting for a friend to say Samech Zayin. That on Purim, the reason why we have a Chi of Mishtav Simcha, a Chi of Suda on Mishtav Simcha on Purim, regular Purim, is because the Puryaya Keyom Shenitna B'Torah. Purim is the day in which we receive the Torah Kedosha. The Netziv, on the spot, refers to this Medrash Tanchuma. And he says that the Shultz is coming from the Medrash Tanchuma. Kimu Ad Yehudim Asher Kiblu Kvar is referring to the Torah Shebal Peh. Beschos, the fact that we were Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh on Purim, that's why we have a Chi of Suda on Purim. The Torah Shebal Peh of accepting it Beratzon, that Mikoch Ahavas Hanes, that Ahavas Hashem that we just engendered during the time of Purim, is what allowed us to Mekabel the Torah Kedosha, Torah Shebal Peh, and that's Mechayiv the Suda on Purim Katan. Says the Ksav Sofer, if the reason for the Suda, this is where the Ksav Sofer is coming in, if the reason for the Suda on Purim is based on Kabbalah Satorah Beratzon, is based on the Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, says the Ksav Sofer, there are two ways a person can eat. Some people, they eat because they're sad. They need comfort food. 12 o'clock at night, you're stressed, you have a test, take some midnight snacks. You're trying to alleviate your fears, your worries, your anxieties. Eat something, distract yourself. That's one reason why a person wants to eat. That type of eating does not involve other people. You're sad, you're in the dumps, and you want to eat to comfort yourself. That's called one type of eating. But says the Ksav Sofer, there's another type of eating. When a person's making a simcha, when a person is making a simchas chasana, a simchas bar mitzvah, a simchas bris milah, that al korchach, that seuda is a simcha that you want to be mishtatef multiple people into your simcha. It's not just restricted to your simcha, to your own personal eating. Says the Ksav Sofer, listen to this, pleiadik. If a person has a seuda on Purim and he fails to include other people, that eating doesn't represent a Kabbalah Beratzon of Torah Shebal Peh, of Torah Kedosha. Again, the whole Suda is Nischai because we're Mekabel Torah, because of Shultas. But if you're being Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh, which the Medrash Tanchuma says, which requires an Ahava, a person who eats by himself and doesn't include other people, may be eating because he feels that he just accepted upon himself Torah Shebal Peh, which is very hard and he's not happy about it. It's a sad moment. I'm not so happy. I'm trying to distract myself from the fact that I just committed myself to Torah Shebal Peh, so I'm eating. That's not a gilui that the Suda is a Suda Shal Simchas HaTorah. The gilui that there's a Suda Shal Simchas HaTorah is that there's Shalach Manos. When you give your food to other people and there's a Shalach Manos to multiple individuals, you're showing that your own eating
is also to celebrate the fact that you're mekabel Torah beratzon besimcha shleima beahava aza. So says the Ksav Sofer, the Sholach Monas is a tnai in the Suda. In order for the Suda to be considered a Suda shel Simchas HaTorah, there has to be a Sholach Monas. Without the Sholach Monas, it's not called a Suda shel Torah. It's not called a Suda shel Simchas HaTorah. Because you're gonna, you maybe just be eating it because you're upset about the fact that you just had a big O on yourself from Torah Shebaal Peh. In order to get the Simchas HaTorah, shel Simchas HaTorah Shebaal Peh, you have to have a Chiyuv Sholach Monas. So says the Ksav Sofer. Lule Divrei Daran. Once we're saying that Purim, regular Purim, has a chi of simcha, a chi of suda, based on the Mishnah in Megillah, and there's no difference between Purim Gadol, Purim, regular Purim, and Purim Katan, other Rishon, other Sheni. So if we're having a chi of suda on Purim Katan, Memela al korchach, I have to have Shalach Manus. Because in order for the suda to have any meaningfulness in halacha, there has to be a Shalach Manus that is brought along with it to express the fact that this suda is for Gomer Shel Torah of Torah Shebaal Peh. So with this backdrop, we can mention two practical nekudas. So it comes out of all of this, in case you want to just check if the food came, it comes out of all of this that the Zman of Purim is Mesugal to a Zman of being accepting upon yourself Torah Shebaal Peh Beratzon, which as we saw from the Medrash Tanchuma and always Mar Makomos is preconditioned on an ahavas Hashem, on an unconditional ahava. In fact, they say a maisa with Rameir Simcha, Nesha Chachma, that he was once learning with his chavrusa, and they were struggling to figure out a pshat in the sugya. So his chavrusa saw the Nesha Chachma go to the corner and start davening his eyes out to a Kadosh Baruch Hu to megala him pshat. So the chavrusa listened into the tefillah, and he saw that the Meshech Chachma was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Ahavas HaTorah. Ahavas HaTorah. So the Chavrusa said to the Meshech Chachma, why are you asking for Ahavas HaTorah right now? That's not the point. Ask for Havanas HaTorah. We're trying to struggle into a pshat in Tosfos. Ask for Havanas HaTorah. Says the Meshech Chachma, no. If you have a baby crying in the room, and you have a million different women coming in, not one of those women are going to be able to chap what the baby needs. The second the mother comes into the room, she chaps right away what the baby needs. In order to understand Havanas HaTorah, that is preconditioned on Ahavas HaTorah, on Ahavas Hashem. When a person has Ahava, he's able to exert himself, he's able to motivate himself, he's able to plumb the depths of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah Kedosha, because he realizes that anything in the way, any sacrifice that requires to be taken in order to achieve that Chachma is worth it. Because I have a mechayiv, I have an underlying mechayiv of ahava, of passion, of ahava mekalkalas es ashura. Ahava changes the order of things. And just like in Shidduchim, just to give it l'sabre es ha'ozen, in Shidduchim, when a person is, so to speak, infatuated with his shidduch, or with this girl that he wants to eventually marry, and he's very much interested in making sure this relationship develops, all of a sudden, if you speak to guys, I speak to bachrim all the time, all of a sudden these bachrims, their hobbies, their interests, all of a sudden they shift a little bit. And they take an interest in the girl's interest. Because the more you're invested in the girl, in the Isha, and Torah Kedosha is referred to as an Eshes Chayil, the more you're invested in what she wants, and what she wants, and what she enjoys, the more connected you are to the person. So based on this, there are two areas, quickly we'll just say, that a person now can maybe contemplate for the future. One ikuda, one hashlacha, is we get a new appreciation of Ian and Amkus in Ian Seder. Very often we're very makbid, and it's essential to have bikias, because that's the shlemus of our learning, and absolutely 100%, it's a chiyav of yediyas haTorah, mechudadin b'ficha, bikias, biloshen baki. Person has to have a shlemus of learning. A person has to have a breath of different areas of Shas, absolutely, it's vitally important. But let's not lose sight. The sipuk that people often say when it comes to Bikias is because of the accomplishment that's gained. That's absolutely true. But when it comes to Ian and Amkus, you're getting another aspect of learning that you would not be able to get in a more of a superficial, quick learning of Bikias. Bikias you have to do. But Ian gives a person the ability to plumb the depths of Chachmas HaTorah, to allow his seichel of what he grew up with to become aligned and in sync with the seichel of Hashem. You are becoming a seichel of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only Megala himself in this world through the Torah Kedosha. It would be foolish to think that the only way to get a kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is through Kiyam HaMitzvahs and through finishing Shas. Besides for that, there is an Ankus, there is a Seichel HaTorah, a Svaras HaTorah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala into this world specifically for the sake of connecting with Him and being Mekasher ourselves to Him. That Seichel HaTorah becoming aligned with the Seichel of Hashem can be satisfied with Bikias, but not to the same degree. Bikias is extremely important for Shleimus and Yediyas, but in terms of gaining the Amkus, the Chachmas HaBore, that can only be achieved through Ian Seder. The Gra and Avos in Gimel Yud Zayin says, Im en kemach ein Torah, right? Famous Chazal that all of our parents love to tell us. Im en kemach ein Torah, says the Gra, that's not the Pshat. That's not the Pshat. Maybe that's Chosh Pshat. That's not the Gra's Pshat. Im en kemach ein Torah, says the Gra, Im en kemach ein Torah is referring to Ian. If there's no kemach, meaning, if you're not going to dak, 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 you're not going to pound the flour, you're not going to grind the wheat into flour, ein Torah, that's not a full shlemus of Torah. Of course, he says the opposite as well. Im ein Torah, ein kemach. If you don't have the bekiyas, you don't have the full shleimus of learning Kol Torah Kula, you don't have the full shleimus of kemach either, because you need both. But im ein kemach, ein Torah, says the Gra. And the Gra says on Eishes Chayil, the lechem atzlus, lo tochel, don't eat bread of laziness, of not putting your heart into the bread. It has to be, says the Gra, it can't be derech ha'avara. Learning Derech HaAvar superficially is for Shleimus, for the breath of Torah. But for the Amkus, for Ian and Amkus, there needs to be a dak-dak, a kemach, a figuring out, an analyzing, a dissecting of Svaras Yisharas. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik once, nonchalantly, I was having a conversation with him, I have a lot of conversations with him, nonchalantly, we were schmoozing during the year when we were learning Bamitzia, and he was just like speaking casually. And he said, last night, very hard for me to sleep, it was very difficult for me to sleep. I had a really big problem with the Rashba, and I was Mesupuk. I got up, and I was Mesupuk. Should I be wash Nagel Vasser and say Berchas HaTorah so I can start working on the Rashba again? Or should I rely on the Mechaber who says that Hirhur B'divrei Torah does not require Berchas HaTorah and just learn B'hirhur in my bed about the Rashba? Randomly, he just like mentioned it. I'm like, whoa. But that's what it means. When a person is trying to understand the Seichel HaTorah, that means the Rashba is keeping him up at night. And he's clearing between whether to make Nagel Vasser and Berchas HaTorah or just rely on Hirhur K'mahar. That already is enough of learning for the night. That's already like, that just, that tliya itself. But that's when a person becomes in sync, and whoever speaks for Soloveitchik knows he's a malach, a walking malach, because his seichel is completely infused with the seichel HaTorah. The last hashlacha, the second hashlacha, is something that's even more imperative. A way to enhance our Ian Seder. And that's the midah, which is not stressed enough, called the midah of Rikuz HaMachshava. Concentration and attentive focus on what you're learning. The Gerach Ben Torah, Rav Avadya says, Kol echad yesho limdod lefi kocho, everyone has to assess for himself lefi his kochos, what is olo lahafriya lo berikos alimud, what's going to distract him in his learning, and what's not. Lehisnatik mehakol, completely void yourself of everyone, all your surroundings, stay shakua, yishuv hadas lalimud. Because if you don't have Yishuv Hadas the Osek Torah, Eino Yochol Lahavin Omek HaTorah. You're not able to understand the depths of learning if you're constantly being distracted. Marganisa Tava Os Chavav says a person should try to accustom himself not to be mistakel lachutz, to look away from his sefer, to stay absorbed in the sefer when you're having your Ian Seder, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Try to stay focused. Try to avoid all distractions. The Rikas HaMachshava that you gain, it allows you to access the inner Chachma of Torah Hashem. As a Pleiadik of Gemara in Sukkah Mem Aleph, the Anshe Yerushalayim, will end with this and a final Maisa. The Sukkah Mem Aleph of Beis says the Anshe Yerushalayim had a Chavivus for the Lulav. They carried it everywhere they went on Sukkis. Says the Gemara, by Tefillah, by Bikr Cholim, by Nicham Avelim, they carried their Lulav everywhere they went. Lulav B'yado. However, says the Gemara, Nichlas the Beis HaMedrash, they gave their lulav to their servant or to their son. What's pshat? They dropped their lulav and gave it to their son all of a sudden. They did it by Nicham Avelim, by Bikur Cholim, by Shmoneh Esrei, they're holding their lulav. When it came to Beis Medrash, they gave it to their son. Says Rashi, because we all know how we're very sensitive when it comes to our lulav, we don't want the ending to break. We don't want the tiyomis to break. So we give it to our son, a shmira. Make sure to hold on to it when I'm learning. I may be fighting with my chavrusa. Yeah, hold on to my lulav so it doesn't break. Says the Reb Melon Neil, that's not the pshat. Says the Reb Melon Neil, and I forgot to photocopy it for you. Says the Reb Melon Neil, lefi sheyesh lases kol libo v'chol kavanaso behalacha. If the person were to be holding, the Anshe Yerushalayim would be holding the lulav, which is chavivas hamitzvah, not stam, chavivas hamitzvah of lulav on sukkis, they would not be able to have a proper learning seder in halacha. So they had to give it to their sons. Benicham aveilim biker cholim tfila shmona esrei. They can hold their lulav. But beis medrash, when you're learning iyan behalacha, it needs to be lases kolibo v'chol kavanaso behalacha. We'll end with the maisa, just to appreciate the role of Ian and Amkus and Rika's Amachshava. They say a Maisa with the Gra. The Gra was Nifter on Yud Tes Tishrei, right before Simchas Torah. All the Talmidim came, gathered around for his Levaya, but by the time they came to the Levaya, there was no time to go back to their original yeshivas in Volozhin for Simchas Torah. So you can imagine, Simchas Torah that day, after the Levaya of the Gra, day or two later, they were stuck in Vilna. I'm assuming the Levaya was in Vilna. And tons of Talmidim were there, just crying, upset. The Gra, the Bir HaGra, was Nifter. So right before Hakafas, Rechaim Volozhinim, the Talmud Muvak of the Gra, said, oh, I forgot Akasha. Okay. The Talmud Muvak of the Gra says, should have reminded me. The Talmud Muvak of the Gra says that you should know that in Shemayim right now, the Gra is fighting with the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're having a shak levitaya, a vikuach. What is the Gra telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Let me come down for one blot of Gemara. Let me come down from Shemayim just to learn one blot of Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. The Gra asked again, let me come down for one blot of Gemara and I'll be mevater on my entire schar of Olam Haba. Let me just come down for one blot of Gemara in Olam Hazeh. I'll be mevater on the entire schar of my Olam Haba. He's already in Olam Haba. I'll be mevater at all. Give me 1 hour of Limud Torah. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, no. The Gra says again, let me come down for one blot of Gemara. In addition to being mevater Olam Haba, I will come down as Nachum Ish Gamzu. No arms, no legs. Just let me learn one blot of Gemara. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no. Said Rechai Volozhin to his Talmidim, Olam Haba is a good zach, but learning Torah is the best zach. If you want to hear, that's the Niggun started, by the way, at that moment. I'm serious, that's where it started. Rechiel Spiro said that out. If you want to go, I forgot one kasha. If you want after, you can ask me how to finish off one of the kashas I forgot to go back to. Okay, shkoya. Don't worry, you should have told me.
I assume that kasha was answered when I left.
No, but there's...
I came back and I'm like, oh, I want...